What's up, everybody? This is your boy, George Billionaire. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube. Some amazing videos and amazing content I've put there so that we can be a better people. My main purpose on earth is to PIE. That is to provoke, inspire, and equip people through some of the things that I've been through as an individual, from my upbringing to the person that I am today, and some of the amazing lessons I've learned in life. Remember this, in this journey called life, there is a saying which goes, success leaves clues. If ever you want to be great, if ever you want to be a champion, you have to study the greats in order for you to become great. There's no other way you can do it without following a template of how it was done before, and you becoming a far better off individual than the people you look up to. We all know the quote, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Your friends have a direct impact to where you end up in life, because the mindset, the discipline, the work ethic, the dreams, the belief, the ultimate outcome of your association will determine where you end up. If you hang around 10 broke friends, you're going to be the 11th. If you hang around people who have no idea of where they're going, you too are going to find yourself not knowing where you're going. So is it true in life? Whatever you hang around ultimately defines what you become. Whatever you associate with ultimately will determine how high you fly or how low you fly. So much amazing nuggets, wisdom, content to be shared on the various platforms that I have spoken on, radio, TV, some of my podcasts. And it's important you go through all of them. I encourage you, follow me on all platforms as I've stated before, and be provoked, inspired, and equipped. We were not sent on this planet to be average, nor were we sent on this planet to be ordinary, but we were sent on this planet to become proud ambassadors of He who sent us. The Word of God goes on to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we can do anything. I don't know who told you can't do this, that, and the other. But I know I was sent here to do all things. Not some, but all things. And I'm here to break records. I'm here to make history. I'm here to do above and beyond more than any human mind can comprehend. So many people told me when I began my journey of entrepreneurship that I wouldn't make it. But the opinions of people should never define you. I'm a testament to that. So many people said, you're not educated enough. This is a male-dominated industry. This is only for those who've gone to school. This is only for graduates. This is only for the learned. But I tell you, for he who believes in himself, he is able to do above and beyond more than he can ever think or imagine. Because he believes. Because he works harder than everybody else. And this is my message to you. Don't settle for mediocre. Don't settle for average. I know what I'm talking about because I know where I came from. I came from a high-density suburb, a ghetto called Glenora A. And trust you me, I grew up staying in a 150, 200 square meter yard. And I tell you, it wasn't comfortable. It wasn't the best. But don't ever let your past define your future. Let it only propel you to be more hungrier than anybody else who is in your room, in your circle, in your networks, as your friends. Continuously be hungry, because you can only be what you end up like you think you're going to be. You can't be anything more than what you can only visualize in your mind. I am George Billionaire. Some may laugh. Some may think it's crazy. But let me tell you the power of the SFP, the self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever you talk about, comes about. And trust you me, I didn't start talking yesterday. I started talking way back. I started saying, you know what? This is what I want to do. This is the life I want to live. At a young age, I used to stick things up on my wall. And guess what? Some of those things I used to stick up have now materialized and have become part of my life. So don't ever let anybody think you're crazy by the talk you talk about yourself. It's your self-talk. That's the most important thing. It's the people you hang around with that determine where you end up. It's who you believe you are. I don't care if you didn't get the best education, you didn't go to the best schools, you lost your parents. I don't care if you've been divorced, you've had a bad relationship. Don't blame anybody for where you end up. Blame yourself. You are the captain of your ship. And as you're listening to me now, yeah, you got goosebumps. Yeah, you got butterflies in your stomach. But I can tell you, I am not who I used to be. I am only here because guess what? I kept paddling my ship forward. And I never stopped. I never gave up. I never gave excuses that I got kids. I never gave up excuses that I never went to university. But guess what? This life only gives you what you fight for. You only get out of life what you're willing to fight for, what you're willing to go after. You can't get anything unless you work hard at it. You won't. Don't expect the government to come and buy you a house, buy you a car. Don't expect anybody to do anything for you. You have to take responsibility of yourself. Take life as your garden, as your farm. You don't get no harvest unless you plant the crop. Same thing with your life. You don't get anything out of life unless you plant the crop. Unless you plant what you want to harvest. You can't get $1 billion if you ain't investing in yourself. Investing in your business. Investing in doing something. That job you're sitting behind the desk ain't ever going to get you where you want to go. So start thinking, what else can I do to provide for my family and for me? It's not up to anybody. Some of you are sitting on your gold. Some of you have been at workplaces. Some of you have great relations with some of your customers. There's no conflict of interest of you supplying your organization with stuff. None at all. There's no conflict of interest of you wanting to start a hustle. Nothing at all. But the job, the 9-to-5, will keep you enslaved for life. And you'll never see the other side of life. The financial freedom side. The greatest thing that anybody can have on this planet is time. And working 9-to-5, you're never going to have enough time. But working on your own hustle, I can guarantee you, you're going to become greater than you can ever think or imagine. I want you to listen to this again. I want you to tell yourself, from now on, I'm not ordinary. I'm going to do more than I ever did before. I'm going to be disciplined to sacrifice the immediate for the later. 5 years from now, where are you going to be? Some of you haven't even answered that question from 10 years ago. But look at you. Where are you? You're still in the same place, doing the same thing and expecting different results. And you know what that is. It's called insanity. Don't be insane and expect things to come on a silver platter to you. You only get out of life. Only. And I repeat, only. What you fight for. What you work for. What you believe for. Only when you're willing to do what everybody else is not willing to do will you get what everybody else is not getting. And it takes a personal, deliberate effort. Nobody is going to paddle your ship for you. Everybody else is busy on their own life. You got to take responsibility of your own life. Because this is your life. Not the president. Not any political party. Nobody. Not your boss. It's your life. And nobody else's. Don't you settle for being average. Don't you dare let a tombstone be the only way we're ever going to know you were here. Because you did nothing on this planet. From today onwards, make a deliberate, conscious effort. I know who I am. I am George Billionaire. I'm confident in who I am. I know who I am. I'm not moved left or right by the opinions of people. I don't care if everybody's popping bottles, living a lavish life, pretending to be who they're not. I'm not them. And I decide to live a life that I want. I live a life according and within my means. Because I know 5 years from now where I'm going to be. 10 years from now, I know where I'm going to be. Where are you going to be? What are you going to be? What are you going to have? It's the biggest questions. Don't you settle for average. Don't you settle for mediocre. Give it your all. Work your butt. Make sure you don't live like the ordinary individuals that are surrounding you. Get away from those chickens. Get away from that negative association. The people who are full of excusitis. All they have is excuses. All they can do is blame everybody else. And yet the person who's responsible for them being poor. Poor is them. Nobody else. Don't you dare settle for being poor in this lifetime. When God gave you the exact same 24 hours that all of us have. You are the one responsible for how poor you become or how wealthy you become. Don't let me down. Don't let God down. But most importantly, don't let your future down. Because when you die and you go to heaven, you're going to kick yourself regretting the things you could have done and become, the things you could have invented, the dreams you could have brought to life. But because of fear, because of the wrong associations, because of lack of self-belief, I know who I am. I know. Thus I work. Thus I believe. That I keep pushing. Thus I make sure that any weeds in my garden, I take them out. I make sure that I'm very protective of who I am and what I'm supposed to do. I don't use and waste resources unnecessarily to please people for no reason. I live a life to please me and my family. And my team. That's what I'm about. I'm not out there trying to please everybody else. It's your boy, George Billionaire. Don't be lied to. This life is dependent on you. Remember, you are the captain of your ship. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.